Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your Yarning Circle, the National Talk Black. It is, and this is Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Recurry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and we're live here at the first station radio station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country, BBM Bumbleberry Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation. Thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your saver calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, you can text your brother, 045-714-0550. Don't forget a Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from and to all our traditional owners across the beautiful country of ours. Welcome back. National Talk Black. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong, you mob? Too deadly.
Always was and always will be. It can't be sold.
Yeah, always was, always will be. That's Natasha Aldridge featuring Philip W. here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. Yarn Up with the Bully One here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. Come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on your Ninja Country. BBM, Bummer Brit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Israeli Service. Let's look at the news today. Sky News, billion-dollar deals, questions over where money given to Indigenous land owners goes. Sky News host Liz Storer questions where the money given to Indigenous land title owners goes, as we don't really know. Let's not forget, we talk about the case of the nuclear waste dump in South Australia, he said, and the destination plant that is now being opposed. We learn on the front page of the Advertiser last week is now doing billion-dollar deals with renewable energy companies for projects that are going to be built or done on that land. So this is the big industry we are talking about here. You hand control of that land to people, and it gives them a massive source of income. And where does all that money go to? We don't really know. That's the statement there, question there, billion-dollar question, the statement there. Other news here, we've got West Coast Eagles, AFL great David Wupanda helps First World Crossing residents as Indigenous ambassador. David Wupanda has been appointed as an Indigenous ambassador in Western Australia's north. The AFL great has spent time talking to residents in Fitzroy Crossing. Mr. Wupanda says he hopes to be able to advocate for a bright future for the Kimberley town. Fantastic. And have your say, Yana Strong, add to the conversation here. More news coming your way, and catch up with Edmonton Police today as well. That deadly number, 1-800-422-416.
Hey, what get on your mob? It's me, Bush Tucker Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran!
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Sisters and brothers, fishermen in their boats who finally get fish catch. Simple life, nothing can match. But I sense a change in the spirit place, from the stories of the heart and Mother Nature's face. I hear them talking as I lay back in the heat, as mouths run dry.
they gon' know my name. 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 I wanna make you sore. I wanna hit the field. I'm gonna sing it live, so you know it's real. Create the kind of love to give the world a light. Shine it till you can't ignore that you're feeling right.
Take a look, I'll make you proud of what you become. Take no second to delay. If you fall, that's your lesson learned. Be proud of where you come from.
They gon' know my name. They gon' know my name.
We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor, Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416, 98.7 FM, BBM.
famous words from a father to a daughter, the language of a mother to a son. Rituals since time begun, the circle of life is never broken. My ancestors of time have spoken. Free the slave of your mind, get open. A manuscript for a future, here's to hoping. Let it breathe just a little bit. Hey world, believe just a little bit. And if you can see in an etiquette of respect, birth to peace becomes relevant. But that concept alone is irrelevant. To ambition, such tests are heaven sent. That's why we grab mics and go ridiculous and scream represent till the whole world be feeling it. Yeah.
Songs of our time, teachers of our story.
Let it be written in the maze. The survival of a culture is a reason that we made it. Yeah.
Spirit ties, keepers of our story.
And the show will go on. Rush your blood.
The sound of that word, freedom, sounds too deadly. Mau Power, big shout out, my brother. Hope you're well. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you say Yarn Up Strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Yeah, Yarn with the Bully One. Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Ninja Country. That's BBM, Bumba Brip Media, 98.7 FM, and across the nation, thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Big shout out, NERS, too deadly. Now we got Which Way Yarning. There's the next segment, and we got the Edmonton Police here, Senior Sergeant Glenn Delay, and his deadly bodyguard there, Little Murray there from the Tully Cardwell area, and Stephen Grant. And a very good morning, gentlemen. How are we?
Hey, good morning, Trevor.
Trevor, good morning.
Fantastic. Thank you for coming. This fantastic segment is proudly sponsored by Pekoni IGA, Brisbane, Edmonton. They give us a box of fruit here, healthy living, healthy lifestyle. So, Stevie, what I'm saying, chew on a banana rather than Mars bar, brother.
Correct.
Yeah, do that, brother. Do that. Beautiful. Who your mob? Where you from?
Yeah, just like you said, little wet country town of Tully. been there. Had a lot of rain there last week, over 500 millimetres. Closed the highway for a number of days. So they still think it's number two in Queensland, and Babinda's coming first. And I don't know how they represent Ballina and Kerrs as the wettest town, because to me it doesn't exist.
Get that snorkel out of your mouth. I can understand what you're saying, brother.
Find a duck and stick to it.
Exactly. Over to Senior Sergeant Glenn Delay. Now you're back in Edmonton. You was acting in Cairns, is that right?
Correct, yeah. So the last fortnight I've been acting as the inspector for the patrol group.
Okay.
And I'm back at Edmonton. Yeah,
all right.
Back with my family.
Fantastic. Back with the family there. Mm. Your little son here, little Stephen Grant. Got his huggies on, his skimbies on, change his nappy there. All right, we're talking about cyber scams.
Yeah.
Like a very important conversation. We are in the 21st century. We've got technology out there. So let's talk cyber scams. How do you police that as police officers? Queensland Police, how do we police that?
Yeah, look, it's an issue that we like to talk about, because money's hard to come by, and very easily to lose, and very easy to lose with scams.
Mm.
The difficulty that we have is
these guys are professional.
They are.
They're what they do,
yeah,
aren't they?
Yeah, yeah. And
cybiologists, I'd call them.
Mm. Yeah.
4 years, Queensland Uni. But anyway, yes.
Yeah, and the difficulty we have is a lot of people come to the stations and report, you know, where they've had they've been victims of scams. Mm. Some of them have lost a considerable amount of money.
Sure.
But the difficulty is that we're not always able to recover the lost funds, particularly when the funds are going overseas.
Sure.
You know.
So once you lose money, 9 out of 10, you probably won't get the money back.
Look, that's right. It can be up to your bank's discretion whether they reimburse that money, can all depend on whether. You know, the mechanism for that money to have been moved from this state to another country. So
we're not talking a pay packet here. We're talking some big dollars, eh?
Look, their goal is to get all of the money in your account into their account. That's right. And they're quite crafty in how they go about it. So, look, if and there's a number of ways that they commit these offences. Mm-hmm. You know, they attack on computer systems and viruses.
Yes.
Look, even cyber bullying, sexting, online harassment or stalking. Oh,
just to have conversations with people, engage, and then give it information of them, and they're behind the scenes taking the information and
sure. Yeah, doing and the cyber look, there attack. Was a real popular one where young people were being found victim of sexting, so sending a naked picture of themselves. Mm. Once they had that picture, then they were held to ransom that picture would be released to... let's say all of their contacts on Facebook or the like.
Don't give me money.
Mm, so that was quite distressing. The message for us is if you give that money, you're going to lose that money and they're going to keep making threats and you're going to keep giving money and they're going to keep making threats.
Yeah.
It just keeps going on and on until you don't have money in your account.
The message I'm picking up there is don't sext. Mm. Stop your sexting.
That's right. Like, yeah, try and not take pictures of yourselves, and certainly don't put them onto social media. But just be having that example. Awareness that these people are there and they're exploiting that.
But I didn't know that was an avenue.
Yeah.
Like for example, sexting or bullying, even.
Yeah.
Cyberbullying, online harassment. You know.
That's right.
Stalking.
Yep. Yeah,
and they're tools that these guys use, don't they?
That's right. And look, they're very crafty in building that relationship with their victim.
Mm.
You know, appearing as someone that who they aren't. So look, a lot of these may be in another country. Of course, they're portraying themselves as and this is what we call it, the catfishing. That they're portraying themselves as someone that's going to appeal. So whether it's an online dating site that you're on, maybe someone that you might be attracted to, you can bet yourself they're not going to look like the pictures that they've posted.
Sure.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So
okay. Yep.
Yeah. So look, once the money is gone and you come to report that to police, that is something that you need to be aware of, is that we can't actually get the money back, and it's very difficult.
Point blank, Queensland Police cannot get the money back.
Look, if it's gone overseas,
overseas.
That's we're gonna be relying on the banks from the accounts that's been taken from. But if you have willingly sent that money, some of the scams that they will use, they'll have you buying a
purchasing something.
Purchasing,
yep.
The prime one these days is a parcel delivery you've got to pick up at your local post office.
It's funny, I've been getting texts about parcels saying your parcel here is being late. I think, I wasn't expecting a parcel, so I just deleted it.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, sometimes they're expecting you to buy iTunes cards,
yep.
You know, and so you're there buying iTunes cards, they're having you read the numbers to them, and they're cashing in those details. You know, there's other avenues of money transfer into different accounts. If you've willingly made those transactions, that makes it all the more difficult to get the money back. Look, if it's an offence that's occurring in this state, we can track that money very easily.
Sure.
And then charge
charge
the person that's responsible and get that money back.
So QPS have a cyberspace. You have a department that looks after cyber attacks.
So we do, but the reporting of that will be through our Police Link site, reporting cybercrime.
Okay, Rodio, yep.
And we're asking, people can report the matter via our cyber.gov.au site as well.
Okay.
If they feel they've been
victim. So there is a department with the Queensland Police, yes.
Yeah. But look, the easiest thing to remember, if you feel you've been a victim of one of these offences, attend your local police station.
Sure.
And we'll be able to give you the information that you need.
Okay, lovely.
To deal with the problem.
Yep, well, you're under the pump, aren't you, in all its aspects as GPS, you know?
Yeah.
You're taking people out on the road, trafficking and what have you, and burglary and what have you, but also, cyberspace, that's just another platform.
Yeah, and this is a regular occurrence, Trevor, you know, like you just said, you know, how can those people in communities find out that they've been scammed?
Yeah.
Obviously, they've accessed their details in some way and unfortunately have been a victim.
Mm, exactly.
Mm. And I suppose the biggest message is if it seems too good to be true, like if you're purchasing something, the price seems really good, or if what's on offer, you're going to make a lot of money very quickly.
Sure.
It's most likely going to be a scam.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, so anything more on that, we just need to be cautious in what we're doing and allowing people to get information off us. So we've got to have our wits about us as well, you know. Don't just give out your information willy-nilly.
Yeah, be a little...
cautious?
You know, yeah, a little bit cautious and not being so trusting online.
Yeah, sure.
You know, you really, you know, it's your money's hard to come by if it's that easy to get someone to have you transfer this money. You know, whether by a wire service or a money order or gift cards or cryptocurrency or whatever they encourage you to get involved with, you know, once it's in that form, that money's gone from your account and we most likely cannot recover the money.
Sure.
Yeah.
So very important to do due diligence in regard to your information. Keep your cards close to your chest. And usually when people are asking for money or you're purchasing something, usually there's also a phone number, you know, or a web page, you know. And
press the link. It says press the link.
Yeah, exactly.
If you say press the link.
Don't press the link. No. Do the information. Do the research first.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, thank you for the yarn there about cyberspace. So we all need to be careful, cautious in what we're doing with our information, and that's how the so-called cyber scammers do their thing, you know. Look, quickly before I let you go, talk about the elephant in the room. We just had that situation with, love, thoughts, prayers are going to the family of the two men that went missing and now found, murdered, in New South Wales. It's not in your... in your area, in your department, outside this. But I wanted to talk to you about police. How do QPS officers deal with their guns?
Yeah.
Do you have your guns on you as you're working? Tell us that picture and how do you sign in and sign out? And do you leave your guns at work when you go home?
Yeah, so our service weapons are kept in a lock safe in the stations.
Okay.
Okay, so only the officers have access to that safe.
Mm-hmm.
They're only authorised to have their weapons in their possession when they're working.
When they're on shift, yeah.
Yeah. So at the end of the shift, they come back in, the guns put back into the safe.
So no officer, QPS, no officer in Queensland goes home with their gun?
Look, under very special circumstances, and they would need permission of an assistant commissioner to have that weapon at home.
Okay.
I would imagine...
That'd be probably detectives, eh?
No. I would have thought if someone had a genuine threat
or dignitary protection,
there would be special circumstances where they do. They'd of course have to meet all of the safety requirements of having the weapon at home and legislation to have it at their house. It would not be a common occurrence for police officers to keep their weapons at home.
Sure.
Out of our station, there's no one in our station that keeps their weapons.
Okay. Well, it's good to know that. Yep. So you look at the situation in New South Wales. Officer, he had his gun. He used his gun for the murder, apparently. It's all under investigation, what have you. But if it seems like a domestic violence attack, really, he didn't need a gun. If he really wanted to take out these two gentlemen, then he'd find some other ways. It's just that the gun was handy.
That's right.
Did it on the shift.
So there's if someone is motivated, obviously there's means for them to carry out their intentions.
Yeah.
Certainly, all police organisations would minimise that risk of service weapons being used. In any incident and. And look, that relates to even if they have a weapons license under the state legislation, That doesn't mean I can take my service weapon home.
Sure, okay, exactly. So there's the rules.
Yeah, so look, and I am a weapons license holder. You know, I have long arms weapons, and you know, they're correctly stored in a locked weapon safe.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't take my service weapon home and put it in that safe.
Sure.
That must stay at the station.
Police station, at the station. So there's the rules. Yep. Okay, there it is, yeah. Yeah, sad affair, there it is. And I think, domestic violence comes to the platform as well. Another conversation there, you know, in regards to love affair or what have you, you know. So it's really...
Yeah, it's tragic.
Murky waters is what I'm saying.
Yeah, and tragic circumstances when the loss of any life.
Of course, exactly.
In these incidences, correct.
Mm. Well, good yarn with you, gentlemen. Thank you so very much. And so no more off to other stations. You back at Edmonton for a while, Senior Sergeant Lendelot?
You never know with me. I don't actually always know either. It depends what our bosses have planned for myself. But look, nothing in the foreseeable future. I'm back at Edmonton.
Okay. Now, as a police liaison officer, do you get to move around and do acting stuff like
no,
that?
No. Only
we say don't act, but which way? Do you act or what?
Only if we're deployed in certain things, with like the disaster thing that's happened over the Christmas period. I'd just also like to say I had my final interactions with Katarina Carroll this morning.
Okay, yes.
Very.
So she's departing?
As from Friday.
Yeah, look, good girl. Spoke to her many times on this program. And give my regards to her.
She's done a lot of work for First Nations people and for the state of Queensland.
Yes.
You know, and these meetings that she's engaged with the Mayor's Summit every year.
Yes.
That's... a big part of her role, and obviously she got to meet a lot of people.
Mm.
You know, she's been in the job for 5 years, unfortunately.
She'll get snapped up in the private sector.
Yeah.
She's very good at what she does, so, you know, and CEO as a police commissioner, you know. I mean, she can be CEO of any organisation.
Yeah, but I just like to say, like, she's done a great work for our First Nations people and for First Nations members of the QPS over that five-year period, even though that she's been in the job for 41 years.
Yeah.
Take my hat off. She's... inner Hot Springs girl from the Tablelands.
Exactly.
And she's gone to the top.
Applaud her.
Yes.
Mm. Applaud her.
Yep.
So when you say she's no longer a commissioner, that means she's finished with the police force.
That's correct.
That's from Friday.
She can't step down and become like a senior sergeant somewhere or...
We would have her at Edmonton if we could pull a few
strings. Take your job.
She might come back as
if she chooses to do that, she could do that.
Special constable. She'd come back as a special constable.
Yeah, but if she chooses to do that, she can do that.
She could absolutely.
She could.
You don't get strapped from the police force as such, just from that position as a commissioner.
Is that right? But I believe she'll move on to...
Sure, new chapter.
A new chapter in her life, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, she's a good girl. And
42 years in the job, so...
Exactly. Hats off to her.
Yep.
Too deadly. All right, boys, we'll talk soon, eh?
Good idea. Thanks, Trevor.
Beautiful yarn there with the boys in blue, Senior Sergeant Glenn Delay and Police Liaison Officer Stephen Brandt out at Edmonton Police. Big shout-out to the Edmonton officers out that way. And this is your daily program, National Talk Black, and that segment there is Which Way Yarning. Like I said, proudly sponsored by Piconi, IGA, Brinsmead, Edmonton, and give us a box of fruit here at Bummer Bipper Media, healthy living, healthy lifestyle message we deliver there. Have your say, you mob, yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416, National Talk Black.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Royalty nice in the house tonight.
So tell me, what does it take to be a winner in this game? You got to have lost one, at least lost one.
Lost one, and you lost one. You lost one, you lost one.
Once we are one in this game, unique in their own, you're still all the same. Remember this when you play.
When you play, yeah, when you play. When you play, yeah.
So tell me, what does it take to be a winner in this game? You got to have lost one.
Yes, time to confess. Reveal my deed on this earth with the short verse. Never holding back, no, I'm putting in work. Ha ha, home paid days, hitting crusted pieces. Trying to morph credit sales through a promo features. So who exactly claiming such a thing? Money don't make you happy. I'm stuck breaking bread for Uncle Sam on the daily. Trying to make dollars out of pennies. So hustle breaking the rules, either you win or you lose. I'd rather die like a man, rather to live like a fool. So
Yeah, that's called Winner. Mention Uncle Sam Daly. Uncle Sam. Well, I'm about to speak to Uncle Sam. That's brother Sam Thaiday, rugby league legend, and he's exciting a new podcast that looks to highlight the importance of education amongst the Indigenous community. So you are yarning with the bully one, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBN Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. But let's catch up with the man, Sam Thaiday. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
My brother, I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from, Sam.
I'm from Torres Strait, a little island up there called Yam Island. We're a Cool Cut Gold mob. So, yeah, that's where I'm from. Grew up in Townsville,
yes.
Which is Wagaroogabar and Bindle areas. So, and live in Minden now. So,
to Delhi, brother. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Former Broncos, Queensland and Australian Rugby League. But you're going to throw your hat and go kick the podcast around, aren't you? Tell us about that, brother.
Yeah, so we released a podcast today, actually, for ACU, which is brilliant. I had a chance, opportunity to sit down with current students, former students, teachers, some of the support staff in and around the ACU campuses.
Yes.
And it was great to just sit down and have a chat to everyone and also find out and figure out some of the opportunities that are out there for some of our Indigenous students.
Mm-hmm. All right. Fantastic, brother. So veteran especially is like giving them a platform, students a platform to strive for education and knowledge, empowerment.
Yeah, well, I was super impressed with some of the stories I heard and also a lot of the opportunities that are there as well. So with so many different grants, supports there, there's no reason why students leaving high school shouldn't chase and pursue further careers in studying as well. And not just our young students either. Some of our older parents that want to upskill themselves, maybe get a better job, get some credentials behind them so they can push for that promotion. There's a lot of opportunities out there. So to sit down and hear some of those stories, I'm definitely inspired to maybe even study something myself.
Yeah, there you go.
I have to,
Dr. Sam.
I have to make sure I've got to find some time and pull my finger out and make sure I do it.
Look, it's a great platform, and when we're talking about, you know, success breeds success, when you hear of other stories, that's a motivation in itself, you know. If he can do it, if she can do it, I can do it too sort of thing, eh, Sam?
Yeah, well, that's the most inspirational thing is we come from a long line of storytellers at the end of the day.
Yes.
And we've always learned through stories as well. So, you know, hearing inspirational stories of people leaving communities, going to the big cities and studying a lot of different things. But, you know, even just open my eyes to the opportunities of away from base studying as well. So the ability to stay in community or stay on country and study some of the things that people want to study. And a lot of things that are offered in some of the courses at ACU are in those areas that really are going to help our community as well. So a lot of teaching courses, nursing courses,
yes.
Midwifery, those types of things where you can learn those skills and then have that opportunity to go back to wherever you're from and help out
exactly.
the family.
Exactly, and you can't beat black on black, you know. When you get that mob trained up, become professionals in these different industries, then they go work back in community with their mob. I mean, that's the best ingredient, isn't it, brother?
Yeah, very much so. You know, especially for teachers. I know as soon as you could spot an Indigenous teacher at school, it was a little bit inspirational.
Yeah.
They were the teachers that you would go and lean on for support and help.
Exactly.
So, yeah, there's so many opportunities out there, and I think through the podcast, if people have a listen, there's enough information on there to let you know that there is support out there for you, and we just want people to take up that support because there's plenty of money there at the moment for those students to go and do further studies, but it all just disappears if it's not not used.
Fantastic. So tell us about the podcast. How can people get it? What's the name of the podcast, brother?
The podcast is called River to Reef, And it can be found on wherever you get your podcasts from, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, but definitely worth a listen. I get to talk a bit of smack, and it's something that I'm good at and something that I enjoy doing. So, yes. Yeah, have a listen, and hopefully you can get something out of it.
Good.
Hopefully some of the stories on there will inspire those next people, that next generation, to go out there and do some further study.
All right, fantastic, beautiful. So River to Reef, is that right?
River to Reef, yeah that's beautiful. It.
Love the title there, brother. Let's talk football, my brother. Broncos look one sneeze away from winning the grand final. Unfortunately, threw it away, I felt. Penrith didn't win it. They gave it to him, I reckon. But where they're sitting this year, and you reckon they can get over the line this year, brother?
Oh, watching the, you know, it's hard to get a gauge off any of the trials.
Sure.
But, you know, the best thing that I got out of the trials for the Brisbane Broncos was they had some depth there.
Yep.
You know, they had a young team that went down to Manly and played down there and showed up, which is great. You know, it's always about who's up next.
Yeah, good. Yep.
And Penrith have been that team that have been good doing that for such a long period of time. So I think Penrith will be dominant again this year. Broncos will be right up there. I'd love to see them in another grand final and hopefully win one this time.
Yeah, for sure. Sam, do you have anything to do with the Broncos, or what do you do? Anything? You're coaching the team, or you're managing, or anything there?
No, well, I call myself a politician around Red Hill there. I shake hands, I kiss babies, I show my face every now and then. But no real official job when it comes to coaching any of the players. I've got an ambassador role there with the club, but it's good to still have a foot in the door and still get to hang around some superstar footy players. And, you know, I'm a fan now, so I definitely ride the highs and lows like everyone else.
Sure.
At home.
Yeah.
I may have even shed a tear in that grand final.
And you're part of Billy Slater's team with the Origin?
No call up yet. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
Bill got your number? Bill got your number?
I might have to text him quickly.
Do that. Sam, nice talking to you. Thank you very much. Good luck with the podcast. I think it's fantastic. A great platform. Educating our mob, and success breeds success. You keep smiling. We'll talk soon, Cuss.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
See you, bro. Bye-bye. Diddly Yarn there, Sam Thaiday, with exciting news, a new podcast that looks to highlight the importance of education amongst the Indigenous community. So do check it out, River to Reef, that's what it's called, and whatever platform you're using regarding podcasts, get educated, get some stories, and get your young ones, especially at high school, to have a listen to some of the stories and hear those diddly stories. It may motivate them to go further with education. Education is the key to diddly. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
One generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior. That's what we are. One generation from a warrior. That's what we are. One generation from a warrior. From a warrior, that's what we are. One generation from a warrior, that's what we are. Our fathers were warriors, their fathers before them. But though we're now civilized, our hearts are not far from them. 'Cause we're one generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior. From a warrior, that's what we are. One generation from a warrior, that's what we are. One generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior, that's what we are. One generation from a warrior, yes, that's what we are. Now that we know where our people come from, we found our identity, our spirit lives on and on. Nation beat, got a rubber dub style. Island warrior, but we plan all wild. Listen to the beat, to the rhyme, to the rhythm. We gon' make you jump, cock car, now you get him. To kick a raga in a natty vibration. We are the children of the next generation. Coming to you with a positive style. All simply, I'm the warrior, but me plan no while. One generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior. That's what we are. One generation.
what we are. One generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior. That's what we are. One generation from a warrior. Oh yeah, yes, that's what we are. Our fathers were warriors, their fathers before them. But though we're not civilized, our hearts are not far from them. Cause we're one generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior. That's what we are.
One generation from a warrior.
That's what we are. One generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior. That's what we are.
Generation from a warrior.
That's what we are.
Say you know we got this that loving and then them are just not because generation you can't raise it because you know you're loving and I'm really so bad is all they call me big up and no because you know it's giving no come back. Insisting in the island styles. Only while all them up on water send up people upon you love when you just need that them.
If only you could see what this show me.
Let's talk about
the Black Lives Matter.
Black Lives Matter. Brother Walker.
If only you could see what you're doing to me.
I stand with you in the room.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah. We hit the streets, begging for the people to see what our life worth, but they don't wanna believe. Claiming all lives matter, but you ain't at the rally. I stand on the shoulders of the fan that come before me just the same as you, fan. So what you doing with the fact that you inherited? Disinheritance took the privilege, y'all took the wealth. Took the lives of innocent boys and girls, still denying our experience, made to feel lesser. I work with these kids and they telling me they fed up. I'm working with these white folk who know enough for better. I'm working with the government, another pet nigga. New day seems rich, nothing changed, we afraid. We glorifying mediocrity up to this day. Let's be real about it, and maybe then we can transform this country, heal the pain for my great grandmama, for my nana, for my cousins, for my sisters and my mama, for our brothers up in lockup, for these white folk who sick and confused, and for these pleas who sick enough to treat us the way that they do, for these politicians who forgot about what it means to operate from a place of humanity. Look, forget the pride and self-righteousness. This is gonna take a whole lot more than your good intent. Come on, let's go.
If only you could see what this on me. Black Lives Matter. If only you could see what you're doing.
Let's talk about it. Look, we sacrifice another black voice. Why? Just to prove another white point. Right. I will stand for the justice. I'll tell you what the problem. This is not a problem. This is catastrophic. Mama didn't raise me to become complacent. Now she showed me love in her heart that's so amazing. So I'ma push it forward, praying for the fallen, dreaming of the day we can look it in the face and that walk on by. For the lies that they preach us, the violence, silent agreements, the pride and deceit, my willingness to believe for the nightmare that this down dear to my dream. And I'm dreaming, I'm dreaming of better ways, of a better day and some change that ain't gonna take another couple hundred years. Nothing. We push above where we are, it ain't hard if we all got the courage to get up and get involved with it. Let it, let it love, come on.
If only you could see what this all means. Black Lives Matter. If only you could see what you're doing to me.
Let's talk about it.
Family.
Yeah, there it is, Jim Blah, Black Lives Matter, here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Trendy Trev about to sign off. Thank you very much for your company, Mop. Back in the hot seat again tomorrow. That daily number, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, 24-7-045-714-0550. Text a message. BBM 98.7 FM, and that's on Facebook. Take care, you mob. News coming up very soon via NERS, National News Radio Service. Big shout out to the NERS team. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong.
Ay, tabo ngay, bay dam karumpay, lumuay. Ay, tabo ngay, samungay, kadal ngay, tabo ngay.